Shel Be'ezah Shemilun Daf Lamed Be'ezah Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halachas regarding Nishbur Kaddish Al Zeh B'Karosti Shal Zeh. Two people were walking in the Rosh Hashanah. One was carrying a barrel and the other a beam, and they collided and the beam broke the barrel. And the distinction of whether the Baal Kair was first or the Baal Chabas was first. The machlekes in the Mishnah's halacha regarding echad ratz ve'echad mahalach. If two people were going through a Rosh Hashanah, one was running while the other was walking, and they collided, is the one who was running liable? All agree be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes shu pater m'mnisha ratz b'shus mitzvah. If it was at the moment Shabbos begins that he was running, he's pater because he was involved in the mitzvah to welcome the Shabbos. The Mishnah's halacha of hamavakeh b'shus harabim v'hizik b'shus hayachid chayev. If a person chopped wood in a public area and the chip of wood flew and caused damage in someone else's property, he's liable for the damages. The Brisa's halacha of hanichnes lechanusa shel nagar shel lebishos benitza bikas v'tafcha alpanav ameis pater. If a person walked into a carpenter's shop without permission and a flying chip of wood hit him in the head and he died, the carpenter is not liable. Nichnes b'shus chayiv. If the person walked into the shop with permission, the carpenter is liable. Yisrael Bar Chanina's distinction of chayiv b'dal dvarim. If the person was injured, the nagar is liable to compensate the four claims of chavala upater migalus. If the person died, the nagar must not go to galus exile.